Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
The Body Talk Live with Jeremy Gateman of Total Fit and Rehab, coming to you from Century City, California. I'm your host, Lori V. Join us each week to learn something new about your body, pain, and solutions with the one and only Jeremy Gateman. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I could be better. I tripped over my Great Dane this morning.
Are you kidding me?
No. I tripped over my big dog. He's like 160 pounds, didn't see him, and boom. So, you know, what do you do? What do you do? I tripped over a Great Dane. What should I do?
Was he standing or was laying down?
No, he was laying down. I just didn't wasn't paying attention, and boom.
Yikes. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. A little sore.
Yikes. My goodness gracious.
When you have a big dog, you know, it's funny. Like, my dog sleeps in the bed. He actually sleeps on top of me. Like, as close as he could. They're Velcro dogs. They just want to be on top of you. So imagine,
right.
You know, he's dreaming at night, and what did he do? He's kicking me. Kick, 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 kick.
Right,
me.
Right, right.
So, you know, then you wake up all bruised, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know. I wonder if Jeremy gets patients who've been kicked by their dogs.
You know what? I'll tell you. It's the same story. We have a dog at home. And ever since she was a puppy, she's always come to my side, and she either does the little cry or she scratches and she wants to be on the bed. You know, she's a little bit older now, so I have to get out of bed at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and pick her up. And, you know, it's sometimes a total nuisance and pain in the butt, but, you know, it's the most amazing thing, too, to have them up there with you. But she's a total bed hog. She's a total bed hog. I get no room, and sometimes my wife sleeps in the other room because I have a tendency, I guess, to snore, and it keeps her up, and it's kind of a pain in the butt. I totally understand it, and I get no space. I get no space, but it's good.
Totally understand that.
What's that?
I said, I thought you'd get a kick, you know, because mine is a 160-pound dog, so it's hard to miss. But you know, when you're not thinking.
Yes, and we saw a Great Dane last weekend. We were actually out, and my son just was amazed by it. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's like, for him, he's 3.5 years old. That's like a miniature horse. You could, like, get on there and ride it.
Exactly.
It would be amazing. It would be totally cool. You and I, we have so many great things to talk about today. I'm actually really excited.
Me too. And I know you want to talk about being proactive. Well, I wasn't too proactive this morning because I wasn't, like, quite awake looking. let's talk about, other than dogs, you know, how can you be proactive about your health?
You know, it's a huge topic. It's such a huge topic, and it's a topic that usually intimidates a lot of people. But let's break it down. You know, I think one of the most important things is how people talk about wanting to engage, getting involved in an activity, whether it's a sports activity. Most of the time it's engaging in some type of physical activity to better their health. And, you know, let's not get caught with our pants down, right?
Because
life goes
by. A lot of people walk around
quickly
with their pants down. Yeah.
Well, some people. But not most.
Okay.
It goes by so quick, and I'm learning that as a dad. And so, you know, my philosophy is, when I discuss this with my clients, it's, you know, finding something that's super interesting, and let's break things down. We got to make it fun. You got to make it exciting, because all the different things that you think being proactive on your life and your health are, it could be overwhelming. So let's break things down find something that's pretty simple. It's going for a walk. You know, find a friend to engage you in a walk. Some of the other things that I really like, but before we talk about that, let's talk about what it actually means, because I think that's important. And what does it mean to be proactive? And basically, in essence, you're taking steps to stay healthy and not wait for issues to happen. You don't want the health issues. You don't want the injuries. You don't want certain things. You know, you want to keep up with your diet. So one of the proactive things, besides picking an activity, and again, it can be anything, find something that you thoroughly enjoy, that makes you laugh, that makes your life more productive. We're all busy. We have crazy lives. Stresses are horrible. And I know that. I deal with it. For example, this morning I had literally 20 minutes and I jumped on the elliptical for 20 minutes. I quickly showered and I knew that I wanted to be proactive because it was sort of a rough morning. And that was my contribution for the day.
Well, let me ask you, what about people like me who are not morning people? I'm not a morning person, Jeremy. I don't drink coffee, but I'm slow, obviously, in the morning. So, you know, I'm more awake later at night. But then they say you're not supposed to exercise so much at night, or at least 2 hours before you go to sleep. So where do you squeeze in that time if you're someone like me?
Well, here's the thing. Funny enough, and it is pretty interesting, there aren't enough studies out there. And let's be honest and let's be real about everybody that's out there that do work long hours that have to be at the office by 7 or 8 o'clock. There really is no study out there that shows that exercising 2 hours before going to bed is non-productive. So I know I've done it in the past, and it's absolutely not an issue. So for you, for example, I'm going to get on a plane. And we're going to go for a run, you know, when you get home from work. So I'll be waiting there. So we're just going to get started. But that's just you and I. But for everybody else, there's no reason why you can't be productive at 7 o'clock. If you want to go to the gym or you want to go and establish yourself in some type of sports program, go and do it. Again, there's no reason why. I think the only counterproductive part of that would be eating late, right? You don't want to go to bed with a full stomach. Definitely non-productive. Your food doesn't have a chance to digest. Counterproductive.
Gotcha. I mean, to me, to be proactive, I would think it's almost like you have to make a plan. You have to pick out maybe the things that you want to do, but I find if I write things down, because if I just keep them in my head and say, hey, I should, you know, I'm a shoulder, I should go do this, I should go to the gym, I should go for a walk, but I know, in my planner, if I write it down, I have to cross things off, too, so if I put it down on paper, then I have more of a goal to be proactive.
I think those are great things, in making a list and being goal-oriented, and, you know, as you say for yourself, you said you should do this, you should do that. The only way that you're going to get yourself into being proactive, or at least getting that first foot forward, and that's the most important thing, you know, you take a shower in the morning, you get dressed, you pull up your pants, you put your shirt on, you just started your proactive part of that day. You did. Now, find something else that you find interesting. Now, if you sort of turn it around into a sort of a funny thing, you're going to go into your closet and you're going to be proactive about what color shirt you want to wear. You just sort of checked off that list of number two. So the activities are challenging, but yet it's not as difficult as people think. You know, get out and take a half hour walk. For Saturdays, I'm up at 6 o'clock now. Every Saturday morning, and I go for a 3-mile run, I'm back at the house by 6:30, 6:30, 6:45, and nobody misses me. No one knows I was gone.
It's the coolest thing.
I love it. And the other thing, you know, let's quickly talk about before we have to go to break is a meal plan. And in fact, it's funny, I love talking about this because I really do it during the week because it's really proactive for me, and it helps me because of my busy schedule. Meal plan, but make it simple. And what does that actually mean to meal plan? It means to find things that you like to eat that are healthy. Let's you know, think about things that are most productive on a lunch plate or a dinner plate. You've got chicken, you've got maybe brown rice or sweet potatoes, you've got vegetables, you've got salad. If you're going to cook, make a little bit extra for that next day. It doesn't take that much more time. It doesn't take that much more money. You're actually saving yourself money, and it works out so much better. There's less thought. There's actually a whole lot more stress taken off that person, and so they can be more proactive about an exercise program. It's fine-tuning and tweaking little things that make the big difference.
And you and I
have talked about that, and you've made amazing changes.
Yes, because I think about you now when I go food shopping. I go, would Jeremy tell me to buy this or not? It kind of sits in my head going, I shouldn't get this because I'll feel guilty.
Will you promise me the next time you go food shopping that you'll FaceTime me?
Okay, I'll try to do that.
That'll be cool. That'll be cool.
That will. I do want to go to commercial, but if you're a listener and you'd like to call in, you can call in live at 888-627-6008. And we will be back in just a moment with Jeremy Gateman of Total Fit and Rehab. Stay with us. Thanks for staying with us on Body Talk Live. I'm Lori Z with Jeremy Gateman. You know, we were talking about being proactive about your health. And, you know, Jeremy, in the last segment, we were talking about meal plan for the week. Okay, so what about people who use these, you know, these health food services where they, you know, they cook it and they basically drop everything off so that you have food for a week? Are they really all that healthy? I mean, I'm sure they're a lot more expensive, but are those good options for people maybe that can afford to do so?
They're great options. I wish I could do that. My gosh, if anybody out there wants to get us a gift, that's awesome. Yes. Or if there's a meal plan service out there that wants to give us a try, let's do it. But yes, I think it's fantastic. I've got a lot of clients that do it because it saves them time. They've got healthy meals that are delivered to them. Most of the time, you get a choice of what meals you want to have delivered, whether that's, you know, all your meals, your breakfast, lunch, and your dinner, and then you're responsible for just your snacks. Some just rely on, you know, a dinner. But yeah, they're great. They are a little bit more expensive, but for those people that are willing to spend the extra money to have the security, to have the non-thought of needing to cook and to stress about those things, it's absolutely a productive thing. I've got a client who does a lot of CrossFit, and he does these challenges every couple of years. It's usually two or three times a year he does them, and he goes on to this meal plan program because it's X number of calories, because they're very specific on you can choose specific levels of food in calorie content. And that's really cool because it's, again, it's a non-thought process. I haven't tried them yet. What's that?
Yeah, I think somehow in my mind, it's sort of like going out to a restaurant but having it brought to you. But it's always better when somebody else makes it.
Of course.
And you don't have to do the work. You know? I guess it's a time versus money thing.
You know what it is. I love it. I love those ideas. For me, I'm a big cook, so I'm going to cook my meals. You know, for me, for example, and I love it. My wife thinks I'm crazy on a Sunday when I get home from playing golf. I'm in the kitchen for probably a good 2 hours. I'm cooking dinner for us for that night, but I'm also cooking my lunch for the week. Because for me, I want to have something that I've cooked for myself and for my family. And it makes it much easier for me for my day All I have to do is just, it's in my lunch pail, it's staying cool, all I have to do is heat it up and I'm done. And it's worry-free. And that's just for me.
Jeez, you got to come over here and do that for me.
I'm on my way.
Thank you. I know it'll take you a while to walk here from your side of the country. Let's talk a bit about choosing a trainer or other health professional. You know, how do they do that? And, you know, talk about, like, what you do a little bit more. Because, I mean, I know why people should choose you, but, you know, you can tell people why they should choose you, because you're the best.
Sure. Well, thank you. I've been doing this for such a long time. You know, I'm going on my 20th year, and I've always been sort of a nut for body mechanics and for doing specific movements right. Now, you know, when you look at someone doing a bicep curl, you know, so many people today I always hate to mention it, but it's so true with all the stresses and things like that in today's world, doing a simple movement, there's just so many more injuries and so many more aches and pains. You got to think outside the box. So for me, when I start with a client in a training program, we always start with looking from head to toe. And that's how I start with every single one of my clients, whether it's an exercise-based, endurance-based, strength-based, or physical rehab-based program. I always start with looking at my clients with them from head to toe and doing looking at what's working, what's not working, analyzing, you know, their mechanics of their body and what it looks like. You know, are they rotated? We always want to start a program in as best of alignment as we can, which means you look in the mirror, look at yourself straight in the mirror and look at the sides. And you may laugh about it, and it's totally cool. Make this a game, and that's what I tell my clients. I'm like, make this fun. You know, make faces in the mirror. Do crazy things. Make this an enjoyable process. But at least you get to see what I'm seeing of that right shoulder being forwards or this left hip being forwards or back. So for me, that's how we start, because it eliminates injuries. And so when you're out there and you're going to go and work with a personal trainer, or you're going to go establish yourself into a program, a yoga program, a CrossFit program, or some type of exercise-based program, even as an individual, make sure that you have looked at everything as a whole. Look at your body. Look at the existing injuries that you have. Look at the post or past injuries that you have, and share that with the person. So if you're going to work with a trainer, really important that you express those things. You know, be inquisitive, ask questions. That's really important. And you also want that person to be inquisitive as well. You want that person that you're paying to also ask questions. Really, really important. And so, have you worked with anybody before? And what was that like, if you have?
I work with a physiatrist, but I mean, I know. For me, I'm picky about, like, whenever I choose anybody in any capacity that's going to help me. And so usually, you know, like, I might start out looking on the internet, but you got to take that with a grain of salt, because one thing I've learned is people can write their own reviews. You know, I never even thought of that until I read an article that says, you know, people make up multiple emails and they, you know, record it on these different 20 million different sites, and they all look like they're written by the same person. And then you're like, I don't know.
I
try to find out the background of the person, you know, a little bit. I try to do some investigation, and then when I kind of narrow down to who I want to meet with, I'm probably a little different. Like, I would come in with that list of questions and say, okay, here's all my issues. Women do that. Men don't tend to do that. They'll just die first before they can ask somebody for help. A lot of times.
Right.
They don't like to ask. But women, we're kind of like, well, I need to know all the answers. So, you know, maybe the male doctors get frustrated with that kind of thing. But I expect if I'm paying somebody to do something, I want to know who they are, how they're going to help me, and what is their background.
Exactly. It's so funny. You just read my mind. I was actually just going to talk about that. You know, do your background check of when you start sort of, I guess, saying interviewing people and trainers, male or female. You know, make sure that they have their proper certifications. Make sure that they have, you know, all their insurance and everything is up to date. You know, even I've gone as far as instructing some of my clients, you know, when they're going to work with somebody else, they're not going to work with me, or they have an existing trainer and they're here for more rehab, or, you know, we're working on a specific thing, is call. You know, call that trainer's client when you're going to start and say, hey, you know, how does it work? You know, do you enjoy working with so-and-so, and what's it like? You know, do you find that this person's on top of things? Do you find that they're really focused on, you know, proper form? Are they counting? You know, there's so many different things that a trainer should be. And it's so great because the facility that I work out of, they're so fantastic here. You know, they're right on. The trainers that are here are really great, and it makes a really great working environment. But
yeah,
you got it.
Yeah.
It's the questions.
It's the references, like the references, the testimony. If you can get them, the references and the testimonials. Now, I know, obviously, you're not a doctor. You don't give medical advice. But just real quick before we go to break, years ago I had a bad experience with a doctor where the doctor was just – like walked in the door. Maybe she had a bad day. I don't know. But when I started asking questions, she was so rude and snobbish. And I'm not easily intimidated, but I was so taken off guard. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like this person's talking to. And actually,
what kind of a doctor was it?
I left. It was a dermatologist. I remember probably about 10 years ago, and to this day I still remember, you know, her being rude to me. And I'm going, wait a minute, I'm a patient. I'm paying you. I have the right to come in and ask questions. But a lot of people don't realize that, and they're intimidated, and then they're afraid to walk out the door without paying.
Yeah, exactly. Never be afraid. Be proactive. You know, physicians are there to help you, and it doesn't matter what it is. And it's funny you say that because. This past summer, I went to go and see a new dermatologist that was recommended because my dermatologist stopped taking my insurance. And I was so close to doing the same thing because she was so abrupt and short. And it was the most awful appointment. And I actually called back. I had made an appointment to see her again in 6 months, and I canceled it because I don't want that. I want to, you know, it's as you and I have spoken with the show is I want to be there sitting next to the people that are listening to this show. You know, I want them to get the information. I want them to understand everything. And I want, you know, now that we have the opportunities of people calling in, let's have those people call in. Let's have people ask the questions. That's really important because I know in my life, we are sometimes a little bit intimidated about asking questions. It's sort of that, you know, that white coat, white collar type fear of, well, gosh, I'm the patient. This is the doctor. I'm supposed to listen to this person. Well, it's actually sort of the opposite. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
But, man, ask questions. You know, stand up and shout and say, listen, man, I need some attention here. I'm sort of feeling as if I'm not getting your attention and it's dominated by other things.
Yeah, your attitude. So, you know, I mean, I know doctors or healthcare professionals can have a bad day, but when you take it out on the patient, you know, some people are intimidated. Other people like me, I was shocked the first time. I was like, there's something wrong. I said, sorry, I'm leaving. You know, but we do have to go to a commercial break. If you, you know, Jeremy, give out your number if people want to get a hold of you.
Yes, if people want to get a hold of me, my phone number, personal phone number is 310-994-9477, and it's open anytime. Call, leave me a message. I will always get right back to you, and I really encourage that. You know, I think it's important. People out there that really want to start asking some questions or get involved in other things, even as wanting to be a guest on our show, call. Let's talk about it. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Yep. Well, hang in there. We'll be back in just a moment. We've got more with Jeremy Gateman. And we are back on Body Talk Live. Jeremy Gateman of Total Fit and Rehab. we've covered a lot of stuff so far in the show.
Oh, yes.
You know, tremendous amount. And we have a guest on the line, Jonathan Chu. Welcome, Jonathan, to the show.
Howdy. I've been waiting all week for this. I was so excited. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Now, Jonathan owns Independence Restaurant in Santa Monica. So, you know, Jonathan, tell us a little about your experiences with Jeremy.
Well, Jeremy married a lifelong family friend of my family's, and ever since I met him, I've been a big fan, and we've been hanging out and doing all sorts of things together. We both are fathers, so we have lots of things that we can talk about and do with the kids together.
Yeah.
So we spend a lot of time at the pool.
Yes.
All right.
Jeremy, yes, we have.
So how has Jeremy helped you?
Well, over the years, I have, you know, had some injuries and physical ailments. And whenever I've gone to see Jeremy, he's allowed me to bounce back. And, you know, he's worked through those problems for me. So he's been wonderful in that sense.
Cool. You know, and since we've been actually talking previously in the show about diet and food, tell us a little bit about your restaurant. And do you serve healthy dishes?
Oh, yes, man, it's the best.
We run an American bistro here in downtown Santa Monica. You know, Santa Monica is one of the hubs for healthy living and healthy dining. So we have lots of special requests that we satisfy for our guests. And we have about, I think, 4 or 5 yoga studios within a 2-block radius. So lots of roasted vegetables, fresh vegetables, salads, roasted meats. Things of the like.
So a lot of good
I love it.
Stuff. See, I'm hungry already. I'm hungry. I don't know.
Lori, I'm telling you, it's such an amazing place. It's such an amazing place. And to quickly intervene in the conversation, you know, I met Jonathan many years ago, and it's Jonathan, you know, I think I've shared this with you before, but what a gift, man, you know, to have such a friend in person in my life is really such a treasure. It really is. And we don't get to see each other enough, but we're going to change that, especially right now. This
Cheers
is great.
That.
I get you on the show. This is what it's all about. I want to talk to you, though, about you. I want to talk about how, because you have such an interesting way of dealing with things in your life and sort of dealing with health and how you're proactive and how you sort of take care of you.
Well, I'd like to start off by saying I'm an introvert, Jeremy, as you know, masquerading as an extrovert. So I hope I do good. So, fire away. I'm all yours.
Dude, I want to know, I know you really well. We've worked together in the past, but I want you to sort of share sort of your unique thoughts of how you sort of take care of your temple, you know, and how you take care of your body. I know that you're a super busy guy. You know, you've got 2 boys at home. You've got a really wonderful, you've got 2 businesses and sort of how you take care of you. How do you take care of the body, the mind?
Yeah, I think we live parallel lives in that, very busy. So where there was much more free time when I was younger to engage in sports and activities that kept the body more fit, now that I have several businesses, a family, so it's kind of like 2 or 3 full-time jobs. Time becomes very precious, and... You know, one can easily sacrifice their physical well-being because they want to be with their kids, which is
absolutely.
So, you know, I've carved out some time. I, you know, have to make a commitment to myself. Sometimes I put a committee together. I call it an accountability team to make sure that we kind of, you know, achieve our objectives, which could be a weight goal or endurance or whatnot. But so I just basically take 1 hour each morning, 3 or 4 times a week. I keep score, you know, on a homemade little chart. And I go and do some cardio Instead of after dropping the kids off at school, I usually have about an hour and a half to putz around the home, you know, clean up the breakfast. And I would in the past hit the iPad and, you know, catch up on social media, a little downtime. That's my quiet time in between getting the kids fed, dressed to school, talking to some parents about best practices at school, and then heading off to work. So I've made a commitment to basically go do cardio for 40 minutes, which gives me 10 minutes of stretching before and 10 minutes of stretching after.
Yeah, I love it.
Three or four times a week before I get to work. My work allows me to roll in around.
Tell me a little bit about, if just to interject real quick, tell me about what you mean about the committee. So does that mean that you have friends or whatnot that you meet at the gym or people that you engage and have support? What
So since I kind of grew up being an active, you know, outdoor athlete and you know, adventurer, I'm not really a gym rat. So that doesn't really excite me so much as being outside. So since I don't have time to go on hikes or do things outside, it helps. It makes it fun to have a couple other friends in on the whole thing, even though we're not doing it together. We're sharing in the, we commiserate on our success or lack thereof.
Right. And what were you going to say, Laurie?
I was the interesting thing I kind of got out of what he was saying was he gave up the social media. And I thought that was important because really social media makes you fat.
It does because you sit around and not do anything.
Yeah, because you're on your iPad or your computer, social media, your phone all the time, social media. And then what do? You're at home in the morning. You're probably eating when you're doing social media.
Or binge watching some show.
Exactly.
And you know, Jonathan and I are both surfers, and I know, Jonathan, you and I have spoken in the past. I know you had shoulder surgery, a year and a half ago?
Five years ago.
Oh, five years ago. Geez, excuse me.
I'm about to have another one.
I know. I know that you you paddled out and you had some issues, right?
Well, it had been probably tearing for the past decade or so. Volleyball, surf, whatever. And I was paddling out in Malibu a few weeks ago, and that was just a straw that broke the camel's back. That's when it completely tore, and, you know, I felt it and went in and had the MRI, which confirmed that it was a complete tear and needed to be repaired.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I want to thank you. I mean, you said very nice things about Jeremy. You guys sound like you're a great team together, just as friends, you know?
We are. And I'll tell you, it was, you know, the introduction with his parents and, you know, a special thing that I think about, which whenever I see Jonathan, I mention to him, his mom, who passed a few years ago, was an amazing woman and someone who held something very special in my heart. And we spent a lot of time, they lived in Solvang, California, and we would go and visit my family has a place called Santa Ynez. And we would do big barbecues. And Jonathan's mom, Beverly Chu, knew that I absolutely loved peach pie. So up there, there's a season where they have, you know, peaches, and this person makes homemade peach pie, and she would buy two. And she'd bring one up for the barbecue, and she'd leave the other one in the car, and she'd secretly tell me that it's in the back seat.
I love that.
You don't get any better than that.
That's awesome.
You know, Jonathan carries those things on, and I think that's what makes him such a special person and such a loving person. And again, I think, you know, now that we're in the new year of 2018, we just talked the other day about getting together on a Friday or something and playing some golf and spending more time together, because that's important. That is
after,
important.
Jeremy, after January 30th, it's there won't be any golf for about six or
no,
seven.
I know. So I know. I got to work.
You have to find another sport. Well, guys, we do have to go to a break. So I want to thank you, Jonathan, for calling in. If you want to call in live, it's 888-627-6008. Stay with us. We will be right back. And here we are back on Body Talk Live with Jeremy Gateman of Total Fit and Rehab. Jeremy, Jonathan's a great, great guy. I wish I was out there. Sounds like he's got a very healthy restaurant, which is good. And I know earlier we were talking, you know, all about choosing trainers and other health professionals. What about getting started into a physically active exercise program, you know, especially like for seniors or people who haven't worked out in a long time?
Yeah, that's really great question and really important. And especially as, you know, even us as younger people, the senior community is growing. And I think that there's more things out there. And how do we get started? Well, you know, the community centers are wonderful places. Here in the facility where I work, we have a large facility. It's about almost 3,300 square feet. And a lot of our clientele, even me personally, but a lot of the clientele here that the trainers work with are the senior based. And so, you know, we actually discuss with the clients here is how to get started. And it's meeting those people, really establishing a relationship. And that's the most important thing when you're looking for a program or you're looking for a single-based person, such as a trainer, to work with, is you have to match personalities. You've got to get along with that person because you're going to be spending a lot of time with them. And I think that, you know, for the seniors out there getting started, seniors like to work in groups, and we actually have some group stuff here, which really works well because it engages each person, right? That one person wants to keep up with the other, but it's sort of the rhythm of it. But even so, a side of working in groups, starting an individual program with either seniors or with just regular male, female of all ages, it's just starting it. Find out what your interests are. And I think that's one of the most important things. Listen, as we get older and the seniors are there, and there's a large percentage of people specifically today, excuse me, where arthritis is more pronounced in our bodies. And even at my age of 44, I have some arthritis. And so I know as I get older, those things are going to get worse. And so what's the most important thing that arthritis likes and needs is movement. You want to move those joints. You want to create that fluid that that joint is missing. And the only way of sort of circulating that joint and making it move through a smoother process is by getting up and doing things and be proactive. Again, as we talked in the earlier parts of the show, you know, don't get caught with your pants down, because unfortunately what's going to happen is you got to pull them up, right? You got to walk, right. You got to move, you got to pull them up. And so that's the most important thing, is start with little baby steps. You know, people work differently. Yeah. Some people just need to jump in, and some people need to take small steps. And I think that getting in, just doing, and that can be a model, you know, just do it. Just like some of the companies out there, they use that as the motto. And it's so true. Get out there and try it. And that's the only way that you're going to know what's going to work for you.
And I'm thinking if you're, you know, obviously you should be checked out by a doctor before you do any type of exercise, especially if you're older, you have problems. You know, I think of things like I'm older than you, but I think about just like feet and toes and hands and fingers with the arthritis.
Yep.
And the stretching, I told you before, I've fallen out of bed. If I don't stretch my feet first, you know.
Right, you were telling me about that.
Things start to, like, curl up, and it's like I stretch my fingers back every day, and, you know, I want to play piano, so I want to make sure I can keep playing piano for a long time, but I think those are things that people don't always think about, you know.
Right. See, I need you to hear so you can teach Mason how to play piano, because we have a piano. He's 3 and a half.
When we bought
this house, I've been a drummer since I was 5 years old, and, you know, I discussed with my wife, listen, we have this extra room, you know, I'd love to make this sort of a music room, and it's so cool, it's great. But you said something really interesting about, you know, the arthritis in the fingers and the arthritis in the hands. I've got a good friend and sort of colleague that I work with, and he's actually going to be on the show in a couple of weeks, Dr. Dmitry Karayev. And he's a rheumatologist, and we actually work really, really close together, and we talk about the productive ways of getting the seniors into programs. And he asked me, you know, well, what kind of program can you come up with for my patients that will be productive, exciting, and engaging? And that's the most important thing. You know, there's a fear base of, you know, not wanting to drive very far and, you know, of getting started in this. And so we actually are coming up with a program now for his patients to either find people to go to their homes. So I'm engaged in that right now, is helping him find people that can go to their homes that are trustworthy, that have the knowledge base with working with seniors and possibly with other issues such as arthritis or other things that are going on in their bodies, or establishing a program here at our facility.
Gotcha. Sounds like a good idea. We do have to go to a break. If you want to get a hold of Jeremy Gateman, yes, awesome, Jeremy Gateman, you can call Jeremy at 646-668-2187. Stay with us. We still have a few more things I want to talk about, including the cookbook that we've been discussing. So we will be right back. And here we are back on Body Talk Live, Jeremy Gateman. You know, we've been talking for a while now about doing a cookbook, you know, for me. Do it for me if you don't do it for anybody else.
I'm
going to
do it for you, absolutely.
Thank you. You know, but are you starting thinking, have you thought about what you want to do in that cookbook as far as, like, making healthy choices, making easy? Like, I think nowadays people are so tied up, like even Jonathan said, there's no free time. But, you know, you can go to the store and everything has chemicals in it. And,
sure.
You know, if I go to the local grocery store, the organic section is so tiny and half the time I can't find what I want because it's not there the next week. You know, so you need to come up with something where people can go, hey, let me make this easy entree or this easy appetizer. I don't know how many healthy desserts there really are. I like the dessert section, but, you know, what's coming down the road?
You got it. And, you know, I thank you because you've motivated me, you know, over the last couple of months of us talking and doing the radio show, of really engaging me into doing this cookbook. So I want to thank you. I really appreciate that. I've actually put the pen to paper. So I've really started putting some things down that I think are really going to be productive, that people are going to like. They're super easy things that I think will make people's lives much easier. And what's great about these recipes that I actually use all the time is they're anti-inflammatory based sort of foods, right? So it's not a lot of processed stuff. It's not a lot of, you're not going to find a lot of tomato-y things in this cookbook, right? It's going to be a lot of more natural stuff, more vegetables, more lean animal proteins and sort of how to combine them. And there'll be certain things in the cookbook to say, you know, at what times, you know, do you want to eat this, and at what times do you want to eat that, and when not to incorporate these other things. So yeah, it's on the way. It's going to take a little bit of time, but I promise that we will get it out there. I really think that the public will like it. And, you know, for me, struggling with ulcerative colitis that I've had since probably 98, 99, so almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. I searched high and low many years ago when I was hospitalized due to an outbreak with the colitis. And I was trying to find things to eat, right? Things that were on, as they would call, low-residue diets. And, man, I couldn't find anything. I would search high and low, and I really started, because I was home, I was out of work for a while, I started creating and writing a cookbook, and I actually found some of those old notes that were like 15 years ago.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and I've actually shared this with other people many years ago, so I'm really excited to get this out there. It's going to take me a little bit of time, but I promise that I'll focus on it and get it out there, because I think that the internet is such a vast area for great information, but I also think that it's got information that is also very confusing. So my goal is, my goal is, I want to make this cookbook inviting. I want to make it fun. I want to have some sort of funny stories in there. I don't want it to just sort of be like, wow, I'm just going to turn the pages, look at the index, and I'm going to look at some breakfast things, or I'm going to look at some snack things. I want this to sort of be like I always say when we're talking on the radio. I want to be there in the home, in the office with these people as we're talking on the show. The same thing I do want to present.
We're
going
to have to make a little Jeremy Gateman, a little Jeremy Gateman doll that talks. You know,
Almost like those Hallmark cards that you open up and it sings to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we need.
Lori,
now,
we're going to do it. When you open up the first page, I'm going to say, welcome to whatever we call this cookbook. How do you? We're going to do it. I think we can
do it. You know, and it's good for me because I'm Jewish, so I would get the guilt. If you were standing there in front of me as a little doll going, Maury, you can't eat this. You can only eat this, you know?
Yeah.
But, I do want to ask you, though, with the cookbook, have you thought about desserts? Because, you know, what kind of healthy desserts? You know, at night, if I do scroll through Facebook, you know, you see all these wonderful food sites, you know, where and everything, you know, there was one last night with all different types of cupcakes, and, you know, they show, like, people doing chocolate by hand. And
delicious.
I'm looking at it, I'm going, oh, my God, I that's what I want,
delicious.
But I can't have it.
Yeah. I struggle with it, too. I am, you know, Eastern European background. I grew up with a grandmother that was an amazing baker and cook, and I'm a chocoholic. I love chocolate.
Yeah.
And after dinner,
yeah.
You know, I love to have something. And in fact, it's so funny that you had mentioned that, because just before the show, I was finishing up with a client and we're working on some weight loss stuff with her. And so how to do that at night when you have that sweet tooth. And one of the things that I used to do when I was a competitive triathlete and I needed to really watch what I needed to eat is I would take plain almond milk yogurt or just plain Greek yogurt, because it has a lower grammage of sugar, and I would add some either raw almonds or just raw peanuts and take organic cocoa powder, just a small amount, and I would mix it in that. So now I sort of have like a chocolate pudding.
I've never heard of that.
It's so good. You can do it with cottage cheese. You can do it with plain yogurt.
And it
you
tastes
can
chocolate.
It's amazing. You can actually take a avocado, you can mash it up, and you can take a little bit of honey, and you can take a little bit of cocoa powder, mix it up, and you've got chocolate pudding.
Oh, that sounds good, because I'm a chocolate puddingaholic. You know, that's my problem.
Good. Yeah. So all these things are going to be in the cookbook. All these things, you know, the tips, listen, you know, the callers, I really encourage, you know, we've got plenty of lines. I really encourage people to call and ask questions and let us help you and give us the opportunity to share our knowledge and our comedic voices, and I think it'll be great.
You know, I have to ask you now, because you had actually talked to me about this off the air, which I never thought of, because I've got a little bit of Italian in me. Why should we not use wooden spoons to cook with? And so, you know, you're talking
about
grandma.
I'm going to get in trouble for this one.
My grandma was a great cook. Yeah, like, you're cooking with the wood. It's supposed to soak in, you know, like the pots.
Sure.
It's supposed to, everything's supposed to soak in so that it just gets better and better. Why shouldn't we use wooden spoons to cook with?
Well, I'm going to clarify in sort of what I mean in regards to not using wooden spoons. Wooden spoons are fine, you know, when you're making a sauce, a tomato-based sauce or any other type of sauce. That's great. You know, and you'll notice that the wood sort of takes the color of the tomato because of the acid base. What I mean about not using a wooden spoon is when you're using raw meat, whether it's raw chicken, turkey, ground turkey, red meat, any type of animal-based protein, right? You have bacterium.
Okay.
And what happens is those wooden spoons absorb because they're porous, right? They absorb the bacteria.
Right.
And yes, you wash the spoon and you wash it in hot water. But unfortunately, their studies have showed, and they're not huge studies, I just am a fan of really trying to take all the risks out of my health issues, and specifically with my family and having a young son. So when I cook with the proteins, I use either a plastic or a metal, non-reactive stuff. You know, it's just the chances are there, and
you can get salmonella,
you can get food poisoning. You know, I just have never wanted, you know, I have a sensitive stomach and immune system, and yes, it may be different from, you know, hundreds and tens of thousands of other people out there. But, you know, I want to give the information on things that I've learned over the years that either may make sense or may not make sense. People may say, oh my God, this guy's crazy. Mm-hmm. I use wooden spoons all the time. I've never had an issue. Totally cool. That's fine, and I agree with that. This is just something for me. This is something that I suggest with my personal family, and I think highly of it because the chances are there, you know, with everything going more organic these days, and things have definitely more of a process to them. Things are changing in our world and the way that the farms are dealing with things. Listen, how many times now over the last couple of years have we heard of restaurants and specific companies having salmonella issues? More now, right? More now than ever. So I always take the guesswork out of it, and I eliminate the stuff that I think will cause issues. And that's where I just take out specifically, again, make it simple. Proteins, raw proteins. Use something else besides a wooden spoon. Use it for something else.
I'm not going to say what I'm visualizing. We'll let you
show
on that note. So great show. Got more coming up next week. Thank you for joining us on Body Talk Live with Jeremy Gateman of Total Fit and Rehab. You can join us again next week for another exciting and informative show, and you can check out his website page at totalfitandrehab.com. Be well. I know I'm wasting all my time standing in that coffee line that we've been sitting around the table drinking Java by the cup. You know what? My lady wants me home, but when I sit down, I can't get up.